From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Members of the President's Export Council gathered at the White House today. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, the business people are advising President Obama on how the U.S. can increase its overseas sales.
President Obama has set a goal of doubling U.S. exports within 5 years. White House plans call for more high-level trade missions, export financing, and negotiation of new trade deals.
We hope to move forward on new trade agreements with some of our key partners in a way that doesn't just advance the interests of our businesses, workers, and farmers, but also upholds our most cherished values.
Mr. Obama has said he hopes to finalize a trade deal with South Korea by November. An existing deal has been stalled by Korea's restrictions on American-made cars and beef. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
The number of people living in poverty in the U.S. took a sizable bump up last year, with most experts blaming the economic downturn for the more than 1% jump in the nation's poverty rate from the previous year. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, some 43.6 million people, or 1 in 7 Americans, were at or below the poverty level in 2009. That's up from 39.8 million in 2008. A family of four earning less than $21,954 a year was defined as living in poverty. Pope Benedict XVI has begun a controversial 4-day visit to Britain. As NPR's Philip Reeve reports, he flew into Edinburgh in Scotland, where the pontiff was received by Queen Elizabeth and then paraded through the city streets.
To the sound of 1,000 bagpipers, the Pope sailed through the heart of Scotland's capital in his white armoured Popemobile. The 83-year-old pontiff wore a slight smile and a tartan scarf over his white robes. The crowds were not huge. They were so thin in some places, in fact, that people were able to run alongside him. But there were thousands along the route, many flourishing small Scottish flags. The Pope is hoping this visit will help rebuild trust in his church, which has been battered by a massive child abuse scandal. On the flight to Britain, he made his strongest admission to date on the issue, telling reporters that the church had failed to act decisively or quickly enough to deal with priests who rape and molest children, and that its top priority now was to help the victims. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Tropical storm Carl, after dumping plenty of rain on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, has crossed into the Gulf of Mexico, where it's now a hurricane. Forecasters say the storm could strengthen further before it makes landfall again. Bill Reed is a director at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
It maintained its intensity rather surprisingly strongly, as a matter of fact, and is expected now to become up to a Category 2 hurricane before reaching the coast of Mexico, somewhere between Tampico and Veracruz.
Mexican government has issued a hurricane warning for a 150-mile stretch of coastline in Veracruz State. Mixed close on Wall Street, reflecting to some extent the mixed bag of economic news out today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 22 points. This is NPR. Officials in Baltimore say a situation where a man had barricaded himself inside Johns Hopkins Hospital ended with the gunman taking his own life and his mother's. The 50-year-old man also shot and wounded a doctor at Hopkins, which is Baltimore's biggest employer. Police initially were unclear as to the relationship between the man and the doctor, but whose injuries were not life-threatening. The gunman was reportedly unhappy with the doctor's treatment of his mother, who was paralyzed. A small area of the hospital was locked down for a time, with about a dozen police officers wearing helmets and carrying assault weapons on standby. Scientists have found an area of the brain that seems to help us reflect on our decisions. NPR's John Hamilton reports that area sits just behind our eyes.
Sometimes when we make a decision, we are confident we've done the right thing. Other times, we're not so sure. Researchers at University College London studied 32 people as they decided whether one patch on a computer screen was slightly brighter than other patches and reported how confident they felt about their decisions. Then they scanned the brains of the participants. The researchers found that in people who were good at assessing their own level of confidence, a part of the prefrontal cortex had more gray matter and more connections to other parts of the brain. They say this part of the brain seems to help us monitor the reliability of our mental functions. The new research appears in the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Global package shipper FedEx is cutting jobs. Despite raising its first quarter profit outlook, the company says projections for the full year are short of Wall Street estimates. FedEx also announced an effort to fix its money-losing U.S. truck business that will combine its FedEx Freight and FedEx National operations. That's expected to result in the elimination of about 1,700 jobs, or 5% of the company's freight division. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.